You know, just before I start this morning, church, and get into it, I just really felt that God, I just felt a word for God for you. This is just to encourage you. I just really sense, I feel that God is saying to you, believe me for more. Believe me for more. Don't settle with where you've got. Some of you are thinking, well, this is my lot in life. But I feel that God is wanting to stir you and stir your faith to trust Him, to believe Him for more. Look out, look up to Him. Don't look so much on your circumstances or what you're seeing right in front of you. I really have, even for myself, I've really been feeling that God has been just stirring me to trust Him for more. If I'm going to do more for God, I've got to trust Him and not, you know, it's so easy to get caught up into the mundane of doing life as you would do it and working things out for yourself. But I feel like God is saying, just let go and let me. Let go and let me. Let me take over. And just believe me and trust me, because I will open up doors that no man can open. Amen. So just be encouraged. This is not where we're going to end up, but we're moving forward. And as a church, I really sense that, this is my first visit back here for a while, and I really just sense that God is taking you on a journey. You're on a journey, but He's moving you forward. And there's going to be a greater increase come into your midst. And just so keep your eyes upon Him and trust Him and just stir yourself up and believe God for more. Amen? Amen. Well, it's so great to be back in Kwinana. I don't get out of Fremantle very much these days. And life seems to be very busy. I suppose it's busy for all of us. But it's so good to be here. And just as we get into this missions update, I just want to thank all those that have given regularly into the Leap into Spring offering over the year. Just really appreciate your support, because you are making a difference in this world, and especially in the overseas countries that we support. And we'll be going through those in a minute. But last week we heard from Pastor Charlie, and that was great, about what we're doing as C3 Church, Fremantle Kwinana, into the community. And obviously through Port Cares outreaches and what you're doing here in Kwinana, you're touching lives. And that's very much our local missions based. And so that is, and that's a great work. And I can only see that expanding with the plans that I know that they have for the next few years, as we outreach into the community and see people not only getting fed, but coming to the Lord. That's what we want to see, fresh souls into the kingdom. But also, obviously, we have a overseas missions program, and today I'm going to just share a little bit about that with you, what we've achieved for this year and what we're doing. But just before that, before I start that, I just want to just share a brief experience why sort of I feel that I'm involved in missions. And sort of going back into 1990, I was in Bible school. I was doing my second year, and I was thinking at the time, it was very early in the term, and I was thinking at the time, Lord, should I really be here? I mean, I've got another like $1,500 to find for this term and the next term and the term after that, or whatever it was. It was just a lot of money for not being able to work full time and just work time. And I was, so I was in this meeting, and we had a prophetic ministry there at the time, and he called me out, and he just not only confirmed that I should be in the school, which was very great to get a confirmation that I was in the right place at the right time. But he also said that I'd be involved in mission, that I would travel with Pastor overseas. Those are the words he said. And at that time, it meant really little to me other than, well, there was a confirmation that I should be where God has placed me at the moment in this Bible school. So, when I finished Bible school, and I think it was probably in about 8 months later, we were due to go back to New Zealand, but we went via Malaysia, and we stayed with a Indian woman, lady pastor, and her mother, in a little village called City of One, and we were there for about 6 weeks, Angela and I, and we had the front room and this little room, and the two dogs outside, they always barked, but this was really my first mission sort of experience, and we met in a little church there, and obviously visited a congregation as well over the time we were there, going to different parts of City of One and trudging through some fields and things, worrying about snakes, I think, at the time. And also, I know one time when I was staying there, I had to get up to go to the loo and walked in, and I don't know how many croaches were crawling around inside the room. And I was just hoping my wife didn't decide to go there as well, because we did see quite a few of the things while we were there. So that was really my first experience with missions. And then a little bit later on, I was fortunate that my wife's brother, I think this was in the early of maybe 94 or so or five, he actually invited me to come over to India with him because he runs a program over there, and I was fortunate enough that I didn't have to pay, and he paid for me to go over there. So I had an experience or a taste of India. That was for about 2 weeks. And then when we were in Christchurch, the church that we were going to in Christchurch didn't actually have a overseas missions program at all, and the pastor wasn't part of his vision. But anyway, I got to travel finally with pastor to a missions field, and that was into Uganda in Africa. And the two of us went there, and we ended up starting a church over there. We had several garage sales to raise money to help with the work in Uganda. And they eventually built a church there. Now it's still standing and still running. So that was my first trip really to Africa, or twice into Uganda. And then obviously when we came to C3 in 2012, one thing that I really, enjoy, well, one thing that C3 did was that they had a missions program. And so I was quite excited to be involved in part of that. And in 2019, I just took over looking after our overseas missions programs. And I've been to Liberia twice, 2015, and then in 2019 with Pastor Barry. So that's just a little bit of my history, and that's why I do have a heart for overseas missions. You don't realize what we have, and I might just take my jacket off, it's getting a bit warm. You don't realize what we have. You know, I know some people are doing it tough here in Australia, not some, but many. But when you actually travel to a third world nation, awesome. Thanks. When you travel to a third world nation, and you see what they experience and what they live by, it really makes you so grateful for where you are in a civilized or Western country. So let's start. So the church that we've been supporting we started in West Africa in Painesville, so C3 Liberia, and C3 Painesville is where we really started in 2010. And over the years, we've been supporting. I don't know if you got slides. You have. So we've been supporting mainly the teachers for supplying education to the children there in Liberia. So we've been doing that for 14 years. So this year, over 130 students received education at C3 Painesville. And 15 graduated, and there you see your photos of the graduation. They make a big thing of the graduation. So there was 15 students, and I would pick a lot of those would be year 6 students. But they graduated, and they like to give them a good send-off, and they've got beautiful little garments and everything else that they wear for their graduation. Now, I don't think we ever did that at year 6, in my old school, but this is what they do, and they do celebrate it. So the support over the years has been giving children a free education. So we've been paying really the teachers' wages. Now, as Pastor Stephen probably outlined a couple of weeks ago, that this support is going to decrease and finish for the teachers at the end of the year. But we're still going to be continually to support the ministry over there. But, you know, there's one area that is a little more difficult from when we first started was that the Australian dollar was worth nearly at some stages a dollar American, if not more. But now it's dropped to 60 cents by the time you do your transfer and everything. Well, it just, you know, $940 US is a lot more in Australian dollars. But it's been so good, and it's so good that we've been able to help these students. So over the years, and there's another slide here. There's another school as well they've got in Gulu. The top slide, 85 students received free education in Gulu, and 9 students graduated there. So Gulu's a satellite church, or a church that was planted really by C3 Painesville. And really, they are self-sufficient, and they're doing a really good work there. And so Painesville have sort of really helped them as far as providing for their teachers. So over the 14 years we've been supporting the school, 285 students have graduated from year 9, and 315 students from year 6, and 16 to upper education and 8 to university. So the ones that are in the brown, they're the ones that have done upper education. So they've graduated from school this year. And the one thing it does, it provides them with opportunities that they wouldn't have if they didn't go to school. So they have an education, so that will open up opportunities for jobs for them at a higher level, where they then can provide in a greater way for those around about them. And this year was their 14th annual mission conference. They have this conference in Liberia every year, and they normally do it in a different church each year. So a different one of the other churches, the C3 churches in Liberia, they take part of this, and they run it one year. So this year it was at C3 Fendel. There was about 155 that attended from the 4 churches, which is good, because for people to get from Gulu up to Monrovia, it's a bit of a trek, and also, you know, transport and everything like that. So anyway, 155 attended. We're very fortunate with this church in Fendel. This is the one that we didn't build, that was built by a parachurch organisation, Walking Witness, and they built this church, and they're so blessed to have it, and we're blessed that they built it. So that really gives the community a building there. So they had the church there, the conference there, and during the conference they had baptisms, and at that time there was 19 salvations and 10 baptisms. Now the Bible says to go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. But obviously, we quite often can't go to other parts of the world because we live here. But when we give into a missions program, we're actually providing for the church there to be able to go and preach the gospel, for the church there to bring people to Christ and have souls saved. So really, when we're giving, we're actually giving into saving souls. So what souls get saved really would be accounted to us who give into those programs. So really the whole emphasis or the whole reason we're here is to see people saved. And so over in Africa and that, we're seeing people saved. And so there was 19 salvations and the 10 baptisms. And I think some of those that got saved just couldn't get there on time or something, so they just still ran with the baptism. I think they got done later on. So it's a really good work that's taking place over there. and just a couple of other things that we've done this year. So the first one would really be that we're supporting the teachers. They've had their conference, and as far as other things that we did with money that we had, obviously we've only got a small budget, and there's so much that we can do, but that needs to be done. But in C3 Fendall, we provided one window. They've got about 10 windows. They've got a faith project going at the moment, and they're believing to get all glass windows in the church, and I think they've got up to four now, but we provided one window this year for part of this our missions program. Then in Kakata, that's the church on the left or right, whatever way you're looking at it, we managed to get the outside walls, or most of them, plastered this year. Now, this church, I remember back in 2019, standing in the foundation of the church, there was foundations down, and I really sensed that God would do something great in Kakata. And it's almost like, I just felt so prophetic about it. God's going to do, and this church is going to expand and grow. Well, fast forward 6 years, we still haven't got the thing finished, and it's almost like there's been several assaults and attacks to stop us from actually getting this thing finished. One obviously is financial. It's difficult, to building over there, and using US dollars, it does take a lot of the budget that, you know, we don't obviously have if we're supporting teachers as well. But and also there's been, you know, just several issues that have arisen along the way, just really assaults and attacks of the enemy. The pastor that was originally there, I just did a number of things that really cost us financially, which was, you know, not conducive, because that money would have been able to probably nearly get the building near finished. But we've had to basically buy the land back and do a whole lot of things, and that was last year. And so but God is working, and you're going to see a good news story about Kakata a little bit shortly. So we've obviously still continued to support Pastor Collie in his ministry and the work that he does to be able to travel around and provide and help the other pastors and other churches. So the good news stories, one is in C3 Galu, and I don't have a picture of the church, but in C3 Galu, the church is growing and is self-sufficient. So we're not putting any money into Galu. The only real thing that we put into Galu was a well. We put a well into Galu a number of years ago, and that really provided an emphasis for the community. And they built a church themselves. I think one time there was a storm and we helped in repair of the church roof. But they've got a school going there which is separate from the church and is growing and going strong. But the church itself, they're saying, is they're going to expand the church. Visiting from C3 Galu School. I think that's actually, we've got our video, that is actually in Painesville, but that's all right, we can call it Galu for now. the church is, they've really outgrowing the building, so they want to expand it. So they've got the resources and the means, they've got a good agricultural program there, and so they are self-sufficient, so that we're not putting money into there. If anyone's been helping them, it has been the Painesville Church. And then another good news story in C3 Fendall, they've planted a cassava farm, and there it is there. Now, probably two or three years ago, that was just about all jungle on our land. But after the church got built and that all the land got cleared at the same time, they haven't let it get back into jungle. They've planted crops there. There's the church, and there's all the cassava crops, which is really a staple food for them over there. So it's going to provide for the community. that'll help feed those that are go to the church, probably the families, and possibly they can sell some as well, which will provide a little bit of income. And another good news story is in C3 Kakata. And this was a real blessing. So some an anonymous donor, he doesn't want to be named, or she doesn't want to be named, has provided money to now, which has finished the interior walls and the floor at the Kakata Church. So it's quite a big church, as you can see by those photos. It's it's a marginally smaller, I think, than Fendall, but it's a good church. And my gosh, now they have got a young pastor there who's actually living in the front part of the church. And he is starting to have services there. But what we're hoping to do is see the thing completely finished, and then they'd have a big opening. And from there, I really believe that it'll take off, because it'll be the best church in Kakata. So I'm sure people are going to flock to it, not only those from other churches, but really people will come to look and get saved, and it will be I just really sense there'll be a great revival there. So that's a real good news story. And another good news story is in C3 Painesville, which is really the foundation church. Now this, where they've had the school, and the school and church have been in the same building, which they still are, but it was just thin wooden walls, wasn't particularly great. And what they've done, what we've put in at Painesville, we put in a toilet block, and that's really all we've done, and put in a well there. But they've embarked on this project. They probably did it 2 or 3 years ago. We had plans done. We thought possibly we could build a double level, or double story in school and church. But obviously, with financial constraints, that hasn't happened. But they've ploughed on. They've had the drawings. And a few years ago, they put pillars up, which I thought was a little ambiguous at the time, as, you know, well, how are you going to do anything else? But they got the pillars, which went through the roof, and then when it really rained, they had trouble with leaking, so they had to patch it and stuff like that. But anyway, they've made progress now. There's blocks all around the outside of the building, and they've partitioned block classrooms inside, and has now separated the classrooms from the actual church. So it's going to be far better for them, and they've funded that. We haven't done that. So just finishing with Liberia. I've worked with Pastor Colley there, who is head of our church in Liberia. I mean, I first met him in 2015 when I went over with Pastor Nigel and Andrea at the time. And I took over in 2019, and people warned me, oh, he's a bully, be careful, and everything like this. But look, I've found it I've found myself with Pastor Colley. I don't think he was ever a bully. I thought he was demanding. He had a heart for Liberia and seeing things completed and done there. But I've worked with him for 6 years, and what I can say about him is that he's a man of faith. I've seen God move for him in miraculous ways, and at times I've been challenged in my own faith. Why aren't I trusting God like he is? And the other thing with him is that he fears God, and it's someone that, and he's someone that I would trust with my life. And I know that generally if you give people money in Africa, and we've found this out over the years we've been doing it, even though they seem like they're Christians and they're on fire for God, but as soon as they get money, and if you give them some money to do something with, generally, unfortunately, a lot of the money doesn't actually go to where it's supposed to go. It goes to them, because obviously when you don't have much and then you get this, it's like $100, wow, and I haven't had, and so people get corrupted by the money. You see it in governments there very easily. People can go in with the right intentions, but when they see how much money they've got, they tend to actually use it on themselves, and their own government sort of keep them in government. So So as far as I'm concerned, Liberia's in a good state. Obviously, we're going, our support for the school is going to finish at the end of this year, at December. But we'll still continue supporting Pastor Colley's ministry and support when we can over there. So then we move on to Sierra Leone, and Sierra Leone is a church that we started in there. Pastor Commander runs Sierra Leone, and he came to a conference, I think, in Painesville in West Africa. Painesville. So in 2018, and since then he became part of C3. And Sierra Leone was established in 2019. There's three churches there at the moment. One is in Freetown, which is the capital city. It doesn't have a lot of members, probably 30 to 38 members, but they don't have their own building and they've been leasing places, and it hasn't been particularly easy. The other thing, Pastor Commander had a motorcycle accident. I think you guys, or some would remember that. Probably was over a year and a half ago. And they wanted to take his leg off, but he didn't want it cut off. And they just bandaged it. And I don't know how many injections he had in the thing. But anyway, he is able to move around now, so which is good, because the ministry is suffering because he wasn't able to actually get around too much with the way it was. Now, if he'd been here, he would have had it probably in a cast and all lined up properly. And, 6 weeks, he would have been back 100%. But anyway, he is moving around, which is good news. Now, the main thing that the church does is we've supported them mainly in agricultural projects. We've got a letter there from the government of Sierra Leone to say that C3 Kono is part of their agricultural project. It's a 12-month thing that they provide, and that is that we can farm and produce crops. So they've got about 3 or 4 areas where they've been harvesting crops or planting crops, and two of them have been in the churches. There's a couple of videos. One is this indigenous church, which is a new church that has sort of integrated with C3. The actual guy that was running it was one of Pastor Commander's disciples, and they got separated during the war. And anyway, they caught up again, and so they've just given given the church and the land to C3. They want to be part of C3. No strings attached at this stage, so that's good. But they're providing. They've got an agricultural work going on there, and which is going to provide food for the community. And the other one is in C3 Kono. That's where we built the church. So they've got work going on in the land there. They're planting that out. Originally, and it's sort of, we did that a few years ago, but people started to steal all the crops. But it's getting a little bit more secure there. So now they're sort of embarked on that program again. So overall, I think C3 Kono has about 135 members, and the new church wherever it is now, what do they call it? I've lost it. But anyway, the indigenous church, we'll call it the indigenous church. So the indigenous church, they've probably got about 60 members. So there's a good community between the three churches. They had a combined service at C3 Kono and out the building that we completed. So that's all standing and going well. And then they had baptisms. They had over 30 baptisms, because a number of these were from the indigenous church. And there's the baptisms. Look at having a baptism in a flowing river, muddy river. But they're there doing that. And so there was over 30 baptisms and 16 salvations. So there's another lot of salvations to add to the ones in Liberia. So really, as far as Sierra Leone goes, they're in good. They're going well. Pastor Commander's back on his feet, so that helps us as well. And we will sort of continue to help him in his ministry for a little bit longer. So that's Sierra Leone, and then in Pasac in the Philippines. Now we've been supporting the Cast Your Bread program with them for about 7 years, Pastor Ronald and Mary Lou. So what they do is they feed people that are very poor, and every month they feed, I think it's about 100 families. So they're feeding about 100 families per month. Last year, Greg and Caroline Moore from C3 Fremantle, they actually got to go to the church and see it in action, see the feeding program in action. They gave us a certificate. But numbers of people have been fed over the years there, well, probably thousands of people, because if you're thinking 100 families receiving groceries each month, six per family, so 600 people touched. And the other program they've utilized with the feeding program is a Bible Study 101, which has been most successful. And this year they had about 40 people attend it, but 16, they had 16 salvations and baptisms. And there's a slide there of the baptisms and salvations. So, so it's been a very good work for us. It hasn't been that we've had to do too much. We've just provided the funds and they've been doing all the work. So it's just good to see a ministry grow and expand. They've had their trials like we all do, but they're very fruitful and their ministry is growing, Pastor Ronald and Mary Lou. And we will be supporting that for a little bit longer, probably for another 6 months. So, it's been very, very, very good. Then the last ministry we support, and we do quite a lot for the size of our church. A lot of churches may only do one thing and barely do half of what we do or a quarter of what we do. So, you know, we've been very much out there as far as our missions work goes. So the other work we support is in India, and this is Pastor Lynn Tobin's ministries. Her main emphasis has been on saris, giving to saris to women that are outcasts. They've either lost their husband or they're widowed, very poor, and they really are shunned from society. So they've been given saris, which really gives them just some dignity back, and also brings, I think, just a sense of they really have such a gratefulness for that. And so that's one program. This year we've given over 500 saris to women, over 500 saris this year. The other thing we've done is we've provided about 8 pastors have been helped to get out of jail. In one part of India, it's very corrupt, and Christian pastors are very easily arrested for certain things. But if you get in there and probably pay a bribe, we have to pay something, and anyway, they've been freed from jail, so they've been able to carry on. So that's really good. And 11 other pastors have been provided with food for families, and they support two main churches where two of the pastors are supported, and both churches are growing with a number of salvations. So that work that's been going on in India for a number of years now has been very fruitful. People have been, I don't know how many saris over the years will have been given out, but it brings dignity back to those widows. And also, just in just now helping pastors get out of jail and feeding people as well. That's the other thing they're doing. It's just really providing and helping. And really it's just the ministry of Jesus, isn't it? Outworking of ministry. So just as we're now closing, I just want to ask you that you prayerfully just pray over this offering card for this week. And really what I really encourage you to do, there's ways you can do it by just giving one full amount. But a real good way to do it is just to work out what you could do maybe weekly or monthly. And maybe only $5 or $10, but they all add up if we all just get involved. You don't try to overstretch yourself, but it's a faith promise as well, so we've got to believe God. But I learned this as a young Christian, that if I make a pledge, that I follow through with the pledge. You know, lots of times people make pledges, but then they don't follow through. So don't make a pledge that's going to be way beyond what you actually can afford to do, because as soon as it gets tough, you'll just drop out. But when we're making a pledge, we're really making it unto God as well. And so if we make a pledge, I want to honor the Lord and finish that pledge through. And what it also does is help us as far as running the program goes. If we've got regular monthly income coming in, it's far easier to budget and to, you know, to be able to help and fulfill what we need to do in all the areas that we do it. Obviously, next year we're transitioning a little bit, and there's another area that we're going to be involved in, and as we decrease from other areas, but we're still going to be supporting missions as a church. So just just prayerfully pray about it, and just allow God just to put an amount on your heart, and just like I just really encourage you, follow through with it, and you'll be blessed for it. It's sowing into the kingdom, and God, you know, as we give into the kingdom, God will always take care of us. He says if we give to the poor, we lend to the Lord, and the Lord will look after us. So just as we're closing now, just give the opportunity, while every head, if you want to just bow your heads, if there's anyone here this morning that has never actually experienced the love of Christ, has never actually ever had Jesus Christ, has never really asked Jesus Christ into their lives. I mean, I thought I was a Christian for a number of years, well, because I grew up going to church, but I never knew that you could have a relationship with God. And part of that relationship is giving our lives over to Jesus, to surrender, to give up, to say, Lord, I've had enough of doing things for myself, and I want you to come into my heart and into my life and take over. So this morning I'm just going to pray a prayer, and just everyone pray together. And let's just pray. Father, I just thank you that you sent your son Jesus Christ to the cross for me. And I thank you, Jesus, that you took my sins, sicknesses and poverty on yourself at the cross. And Jesus, I just repent right now of my sin. I turn and I walk towards you now. I ask you, Jesus, to be Lord and Savior of my life. And I thank you for that. In Jesus' name. Just while every head is bowed, if this is you this morning, you've never asked Jesus Christ to come into your life, never made a commitment to you, if you could just lift your hand and I'll see it, and I'd love to pray for you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Well, Father, I just thank you, Lord. I just pray for each person here in C3 Kwinana, Lord. Father, I just pray, Father, for your blessing upon each life, Lord God. Father, I just pray that you will bless abundantly, Lord. Father, Lord, cause opportunities to open up for people, Lord God. Father, bring jobs where there's no job right now, Lord God. Father, open up doors, Lord God, where, Lord, your supernatural provision can come, Lord God. So, Father, I just pray, Lord, just bless each family, Lord God. Father, cause each family to grow in your walk with walk with them, Lord God. So, Father, we just give you praise and thanks in Jesus' name. And I think we're going to finish with a song. Jesus. Thank you.
Thanks, Steve. It's really awesome, you know, to be able to sow into something that is bigger than what we can ask, think, or imagine. And yes, with that, I'd like to wish you a happy Sunday. If you need prayer, we have a prayer team that'll be up here in the front for anything that you desire. And yes, with that, the worship team.
Thanks. Thank you, Stephen. Thank you, Bert. Have a great week, everybody. If you'd like to stay for a coffee, please feel welcome to do that.